If you're watching this as a chiropractor, how many times have we had someone that we got out of crutches, out of a wheelchair, miracles, and dropped out of care? It happens all the time. So results are not enough.
So in 2024, in the economy that we find ourselves in, what would be your advice on how to grow and how to thrive in chiropractic?
Yeah, I think there is two economies that go on. First of all, there is there's our own personal economy, and then there's the economy at large. Mostly we like to ignore the economy at large and work on our own personal economy. So when someone normally asks me that, I'd be like, look, man, I'd say raising interest rates are probably the first and most people my age, by the way, have lived a very, very, very sheltered life. They've almost never lived through inflation. This is the first. Anyone 40 years old, a little bit older than that, maybe has a little bit, but there's a huge, if you think about how many people are in that workforce, anyone under 40 really hasn't really ever experienced any depression, financial depression, inflation. This is the first time they experienced inflation. Etc. So and they had the 2008 crash and some of that stuff. All I can tell you is that every single business I've ever been involved in, including bricks and mortar, chiropractic businesses, consulting and agency business, grew during economic crises. So there's a couple of things. I think that's got a lot to do with the industry I'm in, being in chiropractic and in consulting and help. It's the same industry, really. Through economic difficulties at large, people need more help. So if you had to be a fly on the wall across my inner circle group post-COVID, you've never seen so many records in your life. It was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. Why? Because in that economic crisis, we had this like pent-up demand of, for lack of a better way of describing it, human interaction and people being touched. You know, one of our guest speakers at our masterminds was Sarah Willingham, who's on Dragon's Den, and we had an excellent discussion with her. And she, counterintuitively, she opened up or went and acquired as many bars and it's called NICAP, a business, and you can check it. It's excellent, and I think they had 70, 80 million within a short period of time. And counterintuitively, because there's a couple of things happen in the market. Whenever there is a downturn in the market, there's always an opportunity. So, for example, rentals were very favorable for her to go pick up some really good rentals. And the other thing was there's just this unbelievable pent-up demand. Human beings are social by nature, which is chiropractic is just this unbelievable. We have this unbelievable blessing in a time of AI and all that conversation where we will never be replaced. There, nothing could ever replace. People, there's a craving in human and a human being to be touched, and we play in this beautiful realm where this metaphysical, whatever you want to call it, where it's like there's something magical about that interaction of someone jumping on your table during a stressful day and a hard time, and they're going to need that, and then without them even understanding it, like, you know, why do people engage in exercise sometimes not even fully understanding why? Is because there's an endorphin rush and they feel better than they did when they didn't do it. And there's a real thing called runner's high. I don't eat breakfast. I have a green juice every single morning. So essentially intermittent fasting. And if I actually, when I break it down, it's like I just feel excellent when I do it. And just intuitively, you'll see people being gravitating in times of stress towards things like chiropractic that boost endorphins, that boost immune system, that boost health, that are less down a negative path. So that's the first thing. You've got nothing to worry about. You're perfectly well placed. Every business I've ever, ever, ever owned has only done excellent things during economic crises. The next thing I'd say is that doesn't mean that there aren't certain things that we have to acknowledge. If I had to give you some predictions, one, I think quality of lead could be affected, or cost per lead could be affected. I definitely think there's going to be more, because there's going to be more shopping around. So typically with these times, that means that you can't play the game. That means even more that you need to be aware of your pricing strategy. That means even more that you need to be aware that having things like your pricing on your website is negatively affecting you. Because if the marketplace is shopping around a little bit more, and you're in the marketplace, whether you like it or not, we understand the whole thing of your personal economy has got very little to do with the external economy, how you think about it. But the fact is, you still have to understand that you're in the game. So you'd be very naive not to understand that, for example, in a time where people are shopping around more, if you still insist of having your prices on your website, then you cannot cry when you are the victim of people shopping around. Let me give an example. There is nothing good that can possibly come from having your price on your website. And I know someone's watching this now, and they're like, why? Here's only one of two things that can possibly happen. There is a group of people that are going to be choosing to use you because you are reassuringly expensive. So let's say the prices on your website are reassuringly expensive. Specifically, director drivers, slightly more financially well-off people, or let's call them the affluent. If we want to talk about the psychology of marketing to the affluent, they like to spend on things that are reassuringly expensive. So let me give you an example, because most people have this experience, right? So you Google some, or you go on Amazon and you search for something, let's call it a pen, a standard thing for the office, and there's like 27 different options there, and Amazon normally gives you the preferred option or the most popular option, etc., or the cheapest option. You almost never go for the cheapest option. You look at the cheapest option, you go, I'm going to go one above the cheapest option, because you're like, well, that must, it must be poor quality. So that also happens. If you have cheap, if you're the cheapest in the area,
I think especially with healthcare, because you're in charge of looking after their most valuable asset, which is their health. I know if I was in the market for a parachute, I wouldn't be going for the cheapest parachute.
Dude, who wants to go to the cheapest dentist? Freaking nobody. So like, if you're the cheapest in the area, you should be freaking out and you should get that stuff off your website as quickly as possible, because there's a group of people, they're going to choose you because you're the cheapest. Do you really want to work with them? Firstly. Secondly, there's going to be a group of people that will specifically choose you, not choose you.
Avoid you. Yeah.
Because you're the cheapest. Like the Amazon thing. You're like, there's no freaking way I'm seeing that guy. He's the cheapest. And you think that having the cheapest price, this is what every chiropractor does. Hey, doc, what should my price be? I've looked at other docs and they're all charging this. It's irrelevant what other docs are charging. My advice for you is this. If you do really insist of having your prices on your website, then by country mile, you need to be just about the most expensive. It's essential. Okay. If you look at most marketplaces, they're very polarized. If you look at the gym industry, that marketplace is very polarized. You're either the cheapest. They have options. There's no saunas. There's showers, but no saunas, no pools, no steam rooms. There is basically no staff. It's 24 hours. It's a turnstile. Very popular in London. Pure Gym, things like that. They've polarized the market. They've come in at like £20 a month type thing. Okay. And then you have your gyms that sit in the middle, which are not either. They're not low cost and they're not high end, right? They kind of cater for everyone. And then you have your gyms high end, which are like £100-150 a month. The gyms that are going under are the ones that are in the middle. So the ones that are not polarizing the market, they're not like, I'm going for you for the cheapest one, I'm going for the most expensive, but the ones that are like £45 a month or something like that, those are the ones that are really struggling because they're not anything to anyone. So if you're going to put your prices on your website, at least don't be in the middle. I'm going to say there's no benefit for you putting your prices on your website if you're a chiropractor. Because what I rather want, I don't want to be a glorified version of a chiropractic Amazon, where they're going, which I'm going to use? I'm going to search this. I'm going to search who's the cheapest. I want them to come to your website, and all it says there is cost inquiry. So the price, I'm like, wow, like no price. No, if you want to find out how much it costs, click on a button, put your details in here, and then guess what? We have their details. And then we can have a human-to-human conversation to go, it depends. Tell me what's going on. Oh, wow, someone asked me what's going on the phone. And all they did was ask about a cost inquiry. Someone watching this right now is thinking this doesn't work. Listen, man. We are one of the largest consulting coaching groups on the planet. I ran 8 offices myself. I can tell you without any doubt, and you can speak to my marketing managers, it's unbelievable how many people fill out that cost inquiry every single day, every single month. It's unbelievable. And here's what else you're going to be thinking if you're watching this. You may be thinking, I would never do that. And guess what? I would never do that. But that's not, you're not the customer. The fact is that people do it all the freaking time, is they put cost in quantity. Do you know how many people have messaged me about this one tip? It's like, Doc, I can't believe how many people are filling out the cost inquiry on the website. I took my prices on my website. But I just want you, anyone watching this right now, that the first thing is how to succeed in 2024. Be acutely aware of the marketplace and 2024 election year, wherever you are in the United Kingdom or the US. It's going to be carnage, right? Carnage. So be aware of that too. People might be, it's not that people in the absence of value, price is the only consideration. So it's not that people spend less. It's that you need to just be a little bit better at being aware of the psychology around getting a customer to part with their money. If the pain of doing something, i.e. giving you money, paying something to pay credit card, taking cash and giving it to you, the pain of doing nothing has to be more than the pain of doing something. If they're going, oh, it's kind of touch and go, it's quite painful to give across $2,000, I think I can live with this pain, you're not going to make the sale or the conversion or whatever you want to call it. So the psychology of sales psychology, persuasion, I would read Robert Cialdini's book, Persuasion. I think that's incredibly important right now. I think your front desk, knowing that when people phone, that it requires more of everything. It requires more intellectual awareness. People are watching their dollars at the moment. So the front desk needs to ask more questions, needs to be more empathetic, needs to say things like, just so I make sure you're with the right person, what are you struggling with? And then the person's going to talk, and then there's rapport building. And then when they say this on the phone, they say, that's also, so you have sciatica, great. I'm going to put you with Dr. Ben. He specializes in that. Statistics have shown conversions go up based on that. So you did nothing really but have a conversation. You never got personally as a chiropractor, you never got better at selling, but as a team, you got better at the intellectual awareness that the marketplace is a bit fearful of spending right now. So as a team, you have to come to the party. And it kind of segues nicely into referrals. So one is pricing. The next is when times get tough, you go deeper on your existing customers. And that kind of also means you work harder to get referrals and you work harder to keep customers. How do you work harder to get referrals and how do you keep customers? Because the most expensive way to grow a business is to get brand new deal flow or business. The best way to grow a business is to have longer relationships with customers and serve them longer and also generate more referrals. Those two things people think happen as a happenstance, if you will. But that is the biggest mistake that you can make in business, is you think the word entitlement comes through. One of my teachers always taught me that whenever the theme of entitlement comes into any of those two, you're in big trouble. Entitlement from this perspective. One, I helped Mary get out of a wheelchair. Surely she's going to listen to my recommendations / come for regular care because look what the alternative is. Wrong. That is you assuming that is a wrong assumption. And how many times, if you're watching this as a chiropractor, how many times have we had someone that we got out of crutches, out of a wheelchair, miracles, and dropped out of care? It happens all the time. So results are not enough. Results are not enough. Write that down. Results are not enough. There is no ways that you can, so that entitlement of, I've done this for the customer. Well, you haven't done anything for the customer. You haven't done them a favor. They paid for that. That was what you paid for. Now you have to work to keep them. So the concept of the sale after the sale becomes more important than it's ever become. The sale after sale is they're committed to a care plan. And now the education or the process of getting a customer to understand the importance of regular care, the cadence of regular care, how bad it is when they miss an appointment, how important it is for it to bring their family in. That only starts now. It only starts the sale after sale. Once you've sold the care plan, that's the beginning of the relationship. the beginning of the retention relationship. So the first thing is to understand the sale after the sale becomes paramount now. The other thing that becomes paramount now is a purposeful, planned, known by the whole team strategy to stimulate and stimulate referrals. So referrals happen in many ways, but there's a couple things I run through for referrals. Number one is there's no place for any room for entitlement. If you think that someone deserves you because you gave them great results, they should send someone to you, you're in big trouble. Never gonna happen. Number two, I think that lack of referrals started a long, hard look in the mirror. There's an excellent book called Purpose Driven Church, okay, by Rick Warren. Now, he essentially was a coach or consultant for churches to become super churches. And his book is required marketing reading for anyone who actually wants to learn the art of marketing. This advice given to me by probably the most famous marketer, Dan Kennedy. And he's just like, you have to read the book. Read the book from cover to cover. His exact instructions were read the book from cover to cover and then start again and read from cover to cover. Because it's the whole book is an absolute study on human psychology and relationships, actually, and how it all works. And he says that in that environment, if people aren't referring people to you, a long, hard look in the mirror is required. And I think that's excellent advice. I think it's excellent advice. It does not mean that the service always is bad. It doesn't mean that the results are bad. But a long, hard look in the mirror is required. He's got this, Rick Warren talks about this thing that's quantity comes from quality. Let me say that again. Quantity comes from quality. So first of all, banish entitlement, okay? I've got to work hard to create referrals. Mm-hmm. They don't happen automatically. Number two is quality. So how do we get quality? Quality starts with how they greet you on the front desk. Are there welcome packs being sent out? Are there purposeful demonstration of referrals and testimonials? Do we make an effort to remember names, remember siblings' names, partners' names, kids' names? Are we sending birthday cards out, etc.? So like, and then the quality on the bench. So I always say this, the first slide of my first course I ever taught was, I'm about to teach you, New Patient Avalanche, by the way, how to get new patients. I'm about to teach you some crazy cool secret ninja skills that will change your life forever. But do not mistake those skills for a replacement of the product, which is the adjustment on the table. So if you haven't been to an adjustment course, if you haven't been to sharpen your sword or axe, as they say, in a while, it might be a good place to start. You know, go out there, because you know what happens. You know what? Nothing changes. I'm telling you now, the thing with an adjustment course or engaging or actively engaging in the process of getting better at your art on the table has got very little to do with the change that happens on the table. It's got everything to do with your confidence, and people can feel it. They can feel when you set up and you have certainty in the thing you're doing. People gain certainty many different ways, by the way, whether that's through reading research, through going through adjustment courses, etc. So that's the thing. So first of all, we've got banish entitlement. Next, we have quality to get quantity, right? The next is a purposeful strategy to stimulate and demonstrate and seed the fact that people refer here. For example, we can dramatically change referrals within a practice by doing two things. One, just give a ton, it sounds so old school, but a ton of referral vouchers. Okay, next, the process, the sale after the sale, when someone starts the process with you, first telephone call. Is this for you or your whole family, sir? Interesting, tiny throwaway comment. Wow, whole family's come here. Practice tour. Some people have said they're outdated. I think they're an excellent opportunity to demonstrate. Let me take you on a quick practice tour, specifically for other services in the business, by the way. So it's like, hey, I just want to show you, this is our family board. Family board, interesting. Oh, there's a whole bunch of babies on here. Wow, why would a baby need to get adjusted? And that is called an opportunity. It's an educational opportunity. Here's why babies get adjusted. That means immediately we've changed the perspective of the prospect or customer or patient that, hey, I could refer my niece, my nephew, my cousin who's had a baby, or recently I've had a baby. Wow, I didn't know that. That's great. And then a throwaway comment that happens after that, which is purposeful and planned and scripted, is, we have a policy here that we believe that it's no good you being the only person in your family that's healing and unsubluxated and the rest of your family being subluxated. So we have a policy here that we check all family members, immediate family members, for free within the first month. So we've given them a voucher, and we've given them, whether it's 50% off, 75% off, because that's your best customer, guys. Like, who cares if it's 75%? We don't care about the upfront fee, right? So some people are like, oh, I must charge something. Fine, charge something. But if you if you're struggling with referrals, why would you put any other barrier when you know that if a whole family is under care, families grow practices. Let me say that again, families grow practices. So you can take bits and pieces from this. So the first part is, it starts on the phone already with the C's for your whole family. Then we have a family board. Wow, interesting family board. Then we have a comments like, oh yeah, we have in the first month of care, we check the whole family for free. Wow, interesting, fine. That might happen better after they've committed to care, but it might come up in a conversation. The next is part of a demonstration. A demonstration for referrals is essential. So they walk into the practice, think how many seeds, think how many throwaway things I've just mentioned. They walk into the practice and there is there's a board that says, thank you for referring. And there's 13 names on there. Wow, people refer here. That's interesting. And then they on the tour, they walk down and they're shown the board. These are all little things for attention as well. Here's a board of our 100 club. This is everyone who's had over 100 adjustments, or our 5-year club, or our 3-year club, or whatever you want to call it. Like, these are our people, or our well-being members, or whatever you want to call it. These are demonstration that people come here and they stay here. Wow, that's interesting. Why would someone need 100 adjustments? Why would someone need to come to chiropractic care for 1 year? That, again, is an opportunity. It's an education opportunity, because the objection is already there. So you better address it. Mm. So I was like, awesome, let's address that. Because typically what happens is, and then CA might have their script, and or they might be able to go, you know, Dr. Ryan's going to go through it with you in the examination. But the point is that what we specialize in, is not only helping people get out of pain, but keep them out of pain. And that, like going to the gym regularly, like getting your brushing your teeth regularly, or whatever it is, there is some type of maintenance required to keep anything in good order. And these particular patients value it, and they're our longest standing and our best results. So we haven't even seen the patient yet. And we have referral seeds and we have retention seeds.
Also in the welcome pack as well that they receive?
Great point. So if we're sending a welcome point to something in the post prior to them coming in, we want to demonstrate, again, great results that increase retention and that increase conversions. And then when we're talking about referral specifically, we have one of our platinum and inner circle members, our one of our longest standing clients. They have grown their practice near over seven figures in dollars. So they have grown by over seven figures in dollars. So $1 million a year they've grown the practice by, right? And we were having an intimate mastermind the other day, and they were talking about how they get between 15 and 25 referrals every week. Let me say that again, 15 to 25 referrals every week. And the rest of the group were somewhat flabbergasted by this. And they went to the strategy. Like, how are you getting 15 to 20 referrals to 25? Some weeks 30 referrals every single week. And there was a purposeful plan. There were referral vouchers. There was, on the intake form, there was a tick box to go, would you like to bring your family here for a complimentary assessment? Tick box. That's an indication that the customer's open and to that particular sale, if you will. And then the biggest thing that came from it was the aggressive nature of acknowledgement. So the single biggest thing you can do in your business now to stimulate referrals or anything in your business is acknowledge the behavior. So there is this beautiful chapter in a book I've recently read, and it talks about how this consultant or coach talks about how many times he's had the following conversation with somebody, and it goes something like this. I referred so-and-so to whatever business, practice, person, and I never got so much as a thank you. I never, and the story goes that when the person's saying it, there's a high level of emotion. They pissed off when they're saying it. They're like, I've referred, I know there's a chiropractor watching this right now who's referred 10, 20 patients to a chiropractor down the road or chiropractor in a different state. And they've never got so much as a thank you. And they have said out loud, that guy never even says, he never even acknowledges me. Yes, like someone's watching this right now going, that's so true. And they follow that up by going, that is the last time I send anyone to that business person, etc. Now, think about this 1 second. There's another psychology, I can't remember who said it, but it was the concept that you must, if you're going to do well in this changed economy, you have to understand that you have to go deeper on the psychology of human behavior. And one of the psychology of human behavior is this desperate need to be seen, acknowledged. Okay? And one of them is when something like that is given, whether even if it's given, they say you should give and not expect to receive, right? But the reality of that is that's almost not possible for anyone. Almost not possible. And by receive, everyone appreciates being acknowledged for the kind deed. Everyone. And at some point in the relationship goes, I've done this for this guy. Like, I never got so much as a thank you. You better believe that that resource, that channel of good grace is ending. So one of the biggest breakaways we had in that session was the aggressive nature in which they thank. There are many ways to do this. We've done this many times. But there's a universal law that says you cannot have more if you do not appreciate what is. So you will not receive more referrals if you do not send them some type of appreciation. If you are not sending your referrals, something significant in the post, you are leaving so much money on the table. Just good vibes, karma, if you believe in that type of thing. And just universal law of there is a law of reciprocation, or when you give something, someone wants to give back. And when someone gets, like, that's literally how, if you look at the process if you've ever had a dog and you try to train a dog, it's little baby rewards, right? Mm. It's like the first
positive
time.
Positive reinforcement.
It's like they know, if no one's doing, we're all the same, you know. So if you're not positively reinforcing the behavior, you can forget it.
It's polite.
It's manners. So I can't believe how many chiropractors I start working with. They're like, the biggest takeaway is that they've never sent anything to the post to thank for a referral. And that is significant. So I've been through that whole process. There's not just one thing. But if we talk about that, here's some things we've done. Handwritten note from the doc. I'm like, oh, that sounds like a lot of work. Really? Like, really? Like, to send a handwritten note to giving you tens of thousands of business, exactly, and changing lives. You don't have to do that, but that's one avenue. We used to send a card, and you have to check if this is okay in your state. But we used to send a little lotto ticket in the card, and we'd say something cheesy like, thank you so much for sending Mary through. We feel like we've hit the jackpot with you. I can't tell you how much we appreciate it, how much it means to us, and how much easier it makes for us to make a big impact in the community. We feel like we've hit the jackpot with you. So here's a lot of ticket. We hope you hit the jackpot. And it makes an impact, right? Mm. So in the new economy, I think getting more out of less is essential. That means you've got to retain people more. You've got to stimulate more referrals. And if we're talking about retention, yes, being good at the craft and doing the thing will create retention. All those seeds I spoke about will create retention. But I tell you, when it comes to retention, I'm actually writing an entire book on this right now, on the psychology of this. But there's been so much research done around so many different things. We spoke about post. It's not only post for referrals, but there's receiving something regular in the post for retention has been statistically proven to increase retention of any customer in any business. You could send brownies in the post and they would do it. Anything. It's irrelevant, But the endorphin rush that a customer gets from getting something in the post is arguably more important now than it's ever been. Why? Because of social media, because of emails, because it's more expensive, because less people are showing up in the post than ever before, and that is exciting for you as the business owner because you're not competing with 57 different pieces of post. Because people are sending things via email, social media, you're competing with three other people who've actually got wits about them and typically or almost never a chiropractor. So if you want to stand out, send all your patients a newsletter. We do a print newsletter for our consulting clients for that exact reason. Because it's so easy to stand out by sending something print on a monthly basis to either your high-value customers or your membership clients. It's an easy thing to do. Sending birthday cards to every single customer is a simple, easy thing to do. And some of my business owners have even started to send half birthday cards. Sounds ridiculous, right? It's an excuse to send something. It's like, imagine you, when's the last time you sent a birthday card, but a half birthday card? Hey, 6 months to your birthday to go. I promise you, you'll be in the front of their mind.
We could do a birthday card and a clinic anniversary once they've been with you for a year.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Regular emails. I don't know why anyone would not be sending their list at least 1 to 2 emails every single week. We do it for our consulting clients. We write a topical email every single week. We send it to them. They can edit and change it, and they send it and they forward it. Because there's this, like, you just want to be in there. You want to show up in multiple places in their life. It's called environment penetration. You want to penetrate the environment. You want to be the newsletter on their fridge. You want to be the newsletter lying on the kitchen table. You want to be the emails every week coming through their inbox. They're not going to open. They're going to open. They open 1 in 50, but they see them coming in. You want to be the person showing up on their news on their Facebook feeds. It's not one. It's all of those things. So referrals, retention, deep subjects. They require deep thought and deep planning. If the entitlement, the key to this is attitude's more important than anything else. The attitude around referrals and the attitude around retention. If any entitlement comes into play, either of those two things, you're in big, big trouble. Oh, we don't have to send print newsletters because we're really good at what we do. You're in trouble. We don't have to send the birthday cards because we've got this far without them. You're in trouble. So any level of that, you're not going to grow the way you want to grow. You're not going to make the impact you want to go. So those are my advice in the new economy. How would you grow? Let's look at changing our psychology around it. Let's look at making sure that we're aware as a team that it's an issue, but we maintain our own personal finance, and we go deep on referrals, we go deep on retention, and we give it some thought. We train on it, we role play on it, we think about it, and we do the things that most businesses are not prepared to do, like send the newsletters, postcards, welcome packs, thank you for referral boards, family boards, and I've mentioned loads of things just in this, 20-minute talk, of things that will change your business. I'm talking 6 figures growth. So I hope that answers your question.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you like what you heard, please do us a big favor and head across to our podcast platform at DC Practice Growth Podcast and give us a follow, a review, and a share. You know anyone else that could benefit from this content. And if there's anything else you'd like to find out about how to grow your practice, impact more lives, head across to dcpracticegrowth.com where you can find out all about our latest content, books, and upcoming events. See you soon.